You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
Baby, baby.
Here I go with the day, girl. What's my weakness? Hey. Okay, then chillin', minding my business. Your soul, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going on for something kinda, wicked, had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I asked for the...
Say what? No, she didn't. I'm Kim, little sister Martin. This is the Average Joe or the CEO, heard exclusively on the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Truth be told. In the not-so-distant past, our children would play in the neighborhood. The sounds of laughter as kids raced with their bikes to the playground where the games of basketball was being played by the older children in the neighborhood. And everyone in the community knew each other. There was no fear or worry about being killed on your way home from school. Those times are gone, and some people may think that our youth are lost. But if that is true, not only is our future lost, but we are lost right here in the present. The truth has been told.
This is what it is. What it is. What it is.
There are men and women in our community that not only talk about helping our youth, but they are making it a safe place. They are involved in putting in more than just words. They are known as the Linden Area Community Patrol Group. They are truly making an impact and a difference in our community. This is what it is.
This is Joe, our CEO.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and you're in touch with your girl, Kim, a little sister Martin. This is the Average Joe and the CEO, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Hey, fellas, welcome to the round table. I just want to say right now, y'all need to give us a call at 1-877-932-9766, because I have the men who are taking back the community. So I'm going to start from left to right. Hopefully I have y'all in order. But if not, just jump right on in. We have Mr. Brian Wimbush. He is the South Linden Area and Prevention Jobs and Resources brother, right?
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Brian. We also have Troy Wiley, who works a Motivated Youth Mentoring Program. Where you at, Troy?
I'm down here.
All right. Hey, Troy.
Hey. How you doing?
Say hey to the world now.
And what's up?
We also have Anthony Bridges and John King. They are with the UFCW. What's the local, fellas?
1059.
Okay. So tell everybody what's going on. Say hi.
How y'all doing, Columbus?
All right. Okay, well, let's just get right to it. First of all, you know, since there's so many of y'all, we're going to have to take our time, but I know y'all have a lot to say. I just want to start with, what made you guys want to give back to the community? We'll start with you, Brian, since you're right here.
Well, I've been involved in the Stop the Violence movement for going on 3 years now and working with different groups and organizations around the city. And I teamed up with this brother named Derek Russell. He's the founder of Listen Good Youth, and he started the South Linden Safety and Prevention Job Resource Center. And we had similar ideals about wanting to create jobs for our youth in the community this summer, you know, to keep them off the streets and try to keep them safe. And he ended up starting the Linden Community Neighborhood Patrol, which is where I met these gentlemen at here.
Okay, so this has been going on for 3 years then.
Well, Derek's been doing it for over 5 years. I've been involved myself for about 3 years. But this program has just recently started.
Okay. How about you, Troy, right? Troy.
Yes.
Troy down here. How about you, Troy? What brought you in?
Well, I heard about it through a pastor friend of mine, and I'm getting into mentoring.
Okay.
And they made me aware of the problem that was going on at Linden. So with me trying to help young men, I figured that'd be the best place for me.
Okay. All right. How about my UFCW fellas? 1059 in the house.
What made you guys want to get in? Who's first?
Well, this is Anthony. I guess I'll go first. I actually heard about the program from Sister Samantha Trueblood, who's with the Service Employees International Union, and they were trying to get more unions involved. So me and Sam talked, and so I went back to the local leadership at UFCW, and President Rainey Quickle and Secretary Treasurer Flew Hardy were very supportive. They have given me all the leeway and flexibility that I have in my schedule to be able to come out and help these guys with the patrol. I'm not from the Linden community, but I have always done anything I could to help the kids. And so when I heard about it, I thought it was an excellent idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason why I took it back to the local leadership to see if there was something we could do to get involved. And so with their permissions and blessings, I have been able to come out and help on the patrol, and it's a very rewarding experience.
How about you, John? What made you do this?
Brother Anthony Bridges right here come to me and told me about the program and asked me if I had any extra time, and I said I did. I came to the meetings and seen what was going on, and our local leadership has given, as he said, has given us the ability to go out. We go right in the middle of the day. We are allowed to break off from our work, go out, do our patrol, then we go back to work, thanks to Secretary Treasurer Flew Hardy and President Quickle.
Well, I mean, I just want to say this. When I see the UFCW, I'm like, wow, a union is really involved in community activism. I mean, basically, because that's what you guys are doing. And that, for me, blows my mind. Like, that your employer says, hey, it's okay. So, Brian, I know you're from the Linden area already.
Oh, yeah.
Are you from the Linden area?
No, I actually live on the east side of town.
Okay.
And I'm not even originally from Columbus. It's just the right thing to do to make sure the children get from school to home.
Wow. How about you, Troy? Are you from the Linden area?
No, I'm not. I'm from the east side also, but I am from Columbus.
Okay. So out of all these people, we the real implants from the neighborhood.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I mean, it says a lot. You know, I would be remiss not to say anything to the young man's family who was lost, who was murdered.
Kaywan Coleman.
Kaywan, yeah. That was a heartfelt thing for me because I used to go to Linden,
mm-hmm.
and just to think that you're 15 years old and you have to worry about those type of things. So I want to let his family know that my prayers are with them, both families, because in that situation, two people lost major. So
the whole community, the community as a whole lost major as well.
So. You know, and I mean, it's just a sad thing. So with that being said, you know, you've been in the neighborhood for a long time. You guys live on the east side. It's similar things going on the east side that are going on the north side. I actually talked to some ladies on Saturday, and there's some things going on at South High School as well. And what do you think happened? Because at the beginning, I said we could all play together. Everybody in the neighborhood knew each other. If you did something wrong, it was no problem for your neighbor to say, Kim, go home. You know, I'm telling your mother. And she would actually tell my mother. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you think happened? In anybody's opinion, you know, we start with you?
Sure.
Anthony, you go first.
Well, you know, it's funny. We have these discussions all the time, you know, and like you said, I remember the good old days when if you got in trouble down the street, you get your butt whipped down the street, and that was the longest walk home. You know the phone call beat you there.
Yeah. That's right. wasn't no tweeting or internet or nothing, was it?
Exactly.
It was like, you know, you knew when you got home, you was going to get dealt with.
Oh, yeah. Mama be waiting for you on the porch, and you could see her face, and you knew by the look on her face it wasn't going to be pretty when you get there. And I think as parents, we've lost sight of it's got to start in the home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, between the laws that are passed now and, you know, you can't hardly touch the kids to be a parent anymore. And but, you know, I think that there's got to be some changes in the home with the laws. We got to allow parents to be parents. And I'm not condoning any kind of abuse, but, you know, a spanking is a spanking.
Exactly. A switch ain't going to hurt. Right, a switch will get you together.
Without a doubt.
Get you straight, especially just that psychological of going to get it.
Right.
Whew. Okay, I had a flashback. Had a flashback, okay. Ooh, I remember. You know, so I would have to agree. I'm not saying beat your kids with 2x4s or lighters. You're burning them up and all that. But I do believe that...
Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from them. You know, we're strayed away from those beliefs in the, you know, from the past and way we used to raise our children. And then another thing, we had to crack cocaine introduced into our communities, which, to keep it real,
right,
which really destroyed our communities as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because parents stopped being parents. They started, you know, just wanting their kids out the way. Get out the house. Get out of here. They weren't feeding their kids. They weren't clothing their kids. They weren't bathing their kids. You know, they weren't making sure they're doing their homework. All they was doing was chasing the addiction, mm-hmm. which you can't really blame. You can blame them, but you really can't blame them because they got caught up in something. They made a mistake. But the children are suffering as a result. And those are the children that have the most problems in the community, and they're not growing up. They're not being taught about love, how to love, or how to express love. So they're out there troubled, and they're posing a threat to the other children that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the other children that are out there are joining gangs for protection from those children.
Wow.
Then that's what's causing a lot of them. That was contributing to the gang violence. You know, children are just afraid. They're joining gangs for protection, and it's just got everything off whack. So we're trying to work with that and get that back in order.
So, Troy, you have the male mentoring program, right?
Yes.
So what do you notice the difference about the young men today versus yesterday?
Well, like all these gentlemen said, it starts at the home. It's with the parents. 9 times out of 10, these young men are coming from a single parent home.
Mm-hmm.
It's the woman in there raising this young man, and the father is absent. I'll say what it is.
Okay.
The black man then stepped out.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And he
okay.
let society run, raise his child.
Okay.
Because the mother is mad because he's gone, mad because the little boy looked like the daddy, so she don't want to be around him. You know what I'm saying? And then the first thing she want to say is, I need some me time. That's the thing I notice I hear a lot from single parents is
uh-huh.
the me time. But like I tell them, I come from that. I came from a single parent. My mom and my granny raised me, but like these men said, they put hands on you.
Yeah. Right, right.
You know, without hesitation. And these were women, and I always been bigger than my mother.
Okay.
But she gets the utmost respect.
Uh-huh.
So it goes back into the parents. I mean, they dropped the ball. Most of these men dropped the ball and left it in the hands of a woman. And I'm not saying that a woman can't do it because I come from that. But it's a lot easier if you have that male figure in your life, and that's what these boys are looking for.
Well,
and they're finding it in all the wrong places.
Well, you know what you say, you speak volumes with that comment. And as a woman, I want to say this, it is imperative for a young man and a young woman to have both figures in their life. A woman cannot teach a young man or boy how to be a man.
Exactly.
We can only take you so far. Mm-hmm. So it's important for a man to be there to teach him what the responsibility of a man is. And even in the aspect of a daughter, you need a father figure in your life so that you know what to expect from a man and what to demand from a man.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, and so when you say a single parent home, I totally get that. And I think sometimes we as single women listen to so much music and so much stuff on the radio. Now, you fellas can tell me if I'm right or wrong, you know, about we don't need y'all, we independent. And again, oh, yeah. that selfish thing,
yes.
that me thing, when you have a child, there is no me time.
No.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, your me time is over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're supposed to get all that out earlier before you have kids,
exactly.
you know.
Basically, you give up your life once you have a child because your life revolves around that child. You know, everything should be put into giving that child a proper upbringing, you
mm-hmm.
know, and not, you know, put your life on hold for the next 18 years. I think that's a lot of things that these females are not understanding when they're going out having children and out of wedlock. Not going to make that an issue, but you have to consider for the next 18 years, your life is not yours. You need to devote that life to your child.
Well, I totally agree. And then I had a talk with a young man before on my show, and he talked about how sometimes we as women make it difficult for men to actually be in their children's life too, like you said, because he looks like, you know, you look like Chucky. I don't want to do with you, you know.
Or she still wants him.
Yeah.
She still wants to be with him, and, you know, he looks a lot like him, so he's catching a lot of the anger that she has towards him because he's not around. So.
Yeah, and then the other thing is sometimes mothers think that their sons are their husband. Mm-hmm. You know, so that line, you know, not in the sexual sense,
right. Yeah.
But in the sense that I know a lot of men sometimes, you know, you'd be like, that's your mom. Okay. You know,
yeah,
it's not your husband. That's your mom, yeah. You know,
right.
And cutting, you know, the cord, so to say,
yeah.
You know, sometimes can be a little difficult. So when you guys talk about the gangs as you're patrolling, do you see a lot of gang activity?
Well, since we went out, the neighborhood, the parents have started coming to pick their children up.
The parents have started picking their kids up? Yep. So the parents are now picking up their kids?
Yes, they're picking their children up.
Okay.
People in the neighborhood are rolling their windows down, thanking us. It makes you feel pretty good.
Knowing that you're doing a big thing. John, you're a big guy, too. I don't think too many people going to roll up on you.
You never know.
You know, I mean, you know, hey.
More than, you know, they catch you by yourself, more than one. They will roll up on you these days.
Yeah.
They have no fear.
That is what is so, to me, crazy. You know, I can't even imagine being 14 or 15 thinking about death, like it's no big deal, like they're almost numb to it. And I want to say this. I went to Lyndon McKinley and talked to a lady at Lyndon right before they reopened, or actually they were open. Mm-hmm. And she gave me a story about some of the kids that were there. And one kid was like, I'm really excited because the school is $33 million. That's how much it costs to build Lyndon McKinley. Did you know that? That's a lot of dough. I mean, it's a STEM school. So they have two gyms, they have two, but they have the junior high and the senior high together, which to me says danger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But they try to keep them separated. I don't know how good that works, but they try. One of the students that came back, they asked him, was he happy about being here, you know, in the new school? And he said, no matter where you are, he used this analogy, birds are eaten by cats and cats eat birds, no matter where you put them. And so to me, that just like spoke volume, because how are you, you know, worried about, I mean, no matter what this building looks like, I'm still going to be eaten alive because I'm a bird.
Everyone must be talking to that same child, because I hear that same story of every meeting I go to, especially in Neighborhood Block Watch last week that was held at the Greater Lyndon Development Corporation, when the people stood up and gave that same story.
Yeah.
That's sad, you know, when a child, I mean, you can change the building appearance on the outside, but if you're not dealing with and trying to adjust the mentality of the students on the inside, then, you know, the facelift is irrelevant, you know.
It really is. It really is. And, I mean, it says a lot for the state of our society. And Confucius said this, you can tell the state of a country or a people by the music that they listen to. And so I say that because I listen to a lot of music. I do a lot of things with music. And the music today basically just says kill, kill, kill.
Yes, yeah.
Sell drugs, sell drugs, sell drugs. Get the money, get the money, get the money. Don't say anything about a retirement plan. Don't say anything about love, anything about being a family. And so here you guys are tackling all of those issues. Twice, would you take them in the morning, or is it just an afternoon you guys do the patrol?
At the moment, we're just doing it in afternoon, but we're working on increasing. We're doing neighborhood canvassing as well, and we're trying to increase the amount of patrol units, and we're going to start having them come out in the morning as well as the afternoon.
Okay, so have you noticed a change in the mentality of the students when they see you guys?
Yes.
Is what you say, Troy? Yeah, you have?
Yes.
What's different?
They keep walking. Instead of standing around, a lot of them keep walking. Now, they cuss you out. These young kids cuss you out.
Wow.
I mean, cuss you out all the way down the street. But they keep walking, and they know that they're no one wants to be put on blast, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as they know someone's there watching and will do something, most of them are just talk. So as long as they keep talking and walking, it's fine. But they know, and it's all about continually being out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first day we was out there, then they won't be there tomorrow. But once they seen that they're going to be there every day, it changed.
Right.
I let them try different routes.
They don't come your direction now. No, they go a different way home.
Right.
So I know it's got to be some kids that are like enjoying it. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversating AM. Stay right there. We're going to find out which way they're going home. Up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener-friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Friday, comedy and Showtime Entertainment.
The Children's Hour.
TV.
Confidential.
Hero.
Entrepreneur.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click Listen Live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Sure, what is it?
I want to tell you about someone being cyberbullied.
What is cyberbullied?
Cyberbullied is when someone is being bullied over the internet and this person can't take it and is thinking about suicide.
Have you told someone?
No, I haven't told anyone but you. It's not my business, is it?
Yes, it is. Tibbet says it's okay to tell the proper authorities. You must tell.
You're right. It is okay to tell, and I might even be able to save her life.
Good, because if you don't tell, I will, because cyberbullying is abuse.
Thanks. I'm going to tell now.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Say what, what? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is your girl, Kim, Little Sister Martin, and we're on the Average Joe or CEO. I'm with the Linden Area Community Patrol. It's like four of the brothers. So you need to give us a call and join in the conversation by dialing 1-877-932-9766. So, Troy, you were saying that they find a different way to go home.
Yes.
So they just be like, okay, that's the patrol's this way, so we're going to go that way.
Exactly.
We ain't still going left, we're going to go right.
Mm-hmm. But mainly, a lot of the stuff is not even the students from Linden. It's students and youth from other areas that come up to the school. Like when we're walking up to do patrol, we see other kids walking up to the school. And first question is, aren't you supposed to already be in the school? Mm-hmm. And then we find out that they're not even from the school. So you got kids from out of area coming up there to start trouble. And most of them try to meet at the McDonald's, but that's been on lock too. So
I locked down the McDonald's on 26. Yeah. Duxbury. Whoop, whoop. Yeah. Okay, because, you know, that used to be our hangout.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't go there to fight, though.
Right.
No, went there for breakfast.
Right. And, you know, and lunch.
Might have cut class, but we didn't.
That was you, Brian. But as we, you know, I'm thinking about Lyndon, and I went up there, like I told you, and I heard that story, you know, and it, it kind of blew my mind. But then as I looked through the hallways, there was something that was missing. I don't know if you guys have been inside the school.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so I would like for you guys, you know, as a field trip, just go inside the school, because it will blow your mind. The gym alone will blow your mind.
Oh, yeah. I saw both gymnasiums. My cousin, Rosanna McGee, the McGee Carpet and Poster Cleaning, he had the contract to go in and do the actual cleaning before the school opened up once they finished the renovating. And we were in there doing the actual cleanup of the school, so I got to see it, but I didn't see it in a finished form.
Wow. I'm telling you, the auditorium is state of the art.
Yes, it is. It is.
I mean, like, they could do the news at Lyndon McKinley. If everything else went down, they could do the news.
Wow.
Literally. They have the booms drop from the ceiling. They have state-of-the-art equipment. The music room, they have computers. I went into the science lab. They had a on-the-roof situation where they were going to have a rock or a heated area so that they could grow vegetation all year round.
Didn't know all that. I had to go up there and visit because the principal allowed us access to the school to come up and get to know the youth and allow them to get to know us during the lunch periods.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really taken advantage of that yet, but a lot of members on the patrol have done it, but I still have yet to do it, so I had to go up there and check things out.
I think that's important. Okay, let me tell you what I did notice missing, though. Pictures, like the history, the rich history of Lyndon McKinley. I saw no pictures. I saw no banners from the state championships and everything. And to me, it sent a huge message. Like, if I don't know where I came from, how do I know where I'm going? So I don't know who's there, but okay, don't take it personal. But, you know, this is my show, so I'm going to keep it 100 and say, you need to let our children know where we came from.
Exactly.
So that they can have an idea of where they can go. Right.
Exactly. Yes, I think that's a very good point, Kim, especially, you know, with what you were saying earlier about the music that our kids are listening to today. We have all these negative role models that our kids are looking up to. And I think what you're saying there, very important, is being able to show them some success of people doing the right thing and coming out of Lyndon McKinley and see that there are positive role models that they can look up to and pattern themselves after to be successful in life. And not just look at that quick buck or whatever our kids are looking at these days.
Yeah. I think it's sad when they think about death instead of life. Like, I didn't know I was going to live that long. I'm like, what? I'm living a long time. I got things to do. I don't know about you fellas, but I got things to do. So let me ask you this, because as you guys are patrolling, are you getting to know some of the kids that, like, when they come by, they be like, hey, how y'all doing? Some of the kids, because you said it's kids from other places that come. So what happened to the truant officers? Remember the truant that we don't have those anymore?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. I think that's a big part in it, that there's no punishment for these kids being truant, so they just run truant, and the punishment shouldn't be that you get suspended and have to stay home even more. That's what they want. The punishment should be they should be in some type of in-school suspension program, learning, not just sitting at home.
Right.
They should be held accountable for being truant. And I don't know where that is in Columbus.
Well, it's so interesting because, you know, truant officers used to bring you the business.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
know, well, not me, because I would get caught. So I knew not to do it. Was not slick at all. You know, but I had brothers. Okay, so.
Well, we grew up in the short north, and we were bused to Lyndon, so I remember plenty of times being followed home when we left school early. But they were on the job then. And as far as the students go, you know, our first day out, there was a fight that broke out on my block.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, our policy is non-intervention policy. We're just to report and, you know, report what we see. And if it gets to a life-threatening situation, then we call the police. We're not out there trying to snitch on anyone or to try to get anyone sent to jail. We're only out there trying to maintain the safety and the welfare of the children. So the fight breaks out on my block, and I just was standing back observing, and I was calling the rest of the patrols. And I looked up, and I saw it was a bunch of girls, so I really didn't bother to intervene until I saw one guy in the fight, and he was kicking this girl in the face and punching her in the face.
Oh, my God.
And after that, I'm like, no, the non-intervening thing is out the window. And I jumped in. I was like, break it up, and I started pulling them apart. And once I got them pulled apart, the patrol and the rest of the members that came up by then, the police officer arrived on the scene, but by that time I had the fight broken up. Well, when I was out there today, I saw the guy that was out there fighting the girl.
Uh-huh.
And I approached him. I'm like, what's up with you, man? He's like, nothing. I said, wasn't you the one out there fighting the other day? He's like, no, that wasn't me. I was like, I knew it was you. I know it was you. He's like, no, I got a twin brother to go here.
We got twins?
Yeah, I said, well, you tell your twin that ain't cool. You mm-hmm. know better than that. I know your mama taught you better than that. What you out here doing representing the whole race the way you are? You don't realize when you're out here doing what you're doing, you're representing the entire race. You know, so keep your stuff together. Don't be out here acting like that. You know, conduct yourself in a better manner. And as I said, well, you tell your twin, since it was your twin, you let your twin know. And all his friends just laughing every time I said the word twin. But I'm not afraid to approach him and to establish a relationship with him. It's not trying to come at him and boss him around or police him. It's forming a relationship like a big brother, big sister relationship. And that's mm-hmm. what we're basically out there to do. We're not out there trying to have them put in jail or to, you know, to chastise them or whoop anyone's child. We're out there trying to form a relationship so we can keep them safe and get them back and forth home from school safely.
Wow. I mean, so you guys are not supposed to, like, jump in it because it can be dangerous.
Exactly.
They don't even fight, like, one-on-one. It'd be, like, 50-on-1.
And that's why I did intervene, because once I saw, I mean, no, I couldn't tell. I just saw a crowd of people swinging. At that point, I'm like, nah, this is not going to happen. Break it up. Break it up. If I would have felt my life was in danger, I would have stepped back and waited for the rest of the patrol. But I mm-hmm. stood back and assessed the situation. I realized it wasn't a life-threatening situation, but I just couldn't watch a guy hitting and kicking a girl in the face. So.
Wow. I mean, and this is the thing for the young ladies. This is from little sister, your ladies. Your girls, your women, you aren't supposed to be fine. You're supposed to be cute.
Exactly. Not attractive.
You're not, you know, but every time you turn on television, quite frankly, you know, they got all that housewife stuff. Ain't nobody married. But nobody ever stops and go, hey, they ain't even married. Mm-hmm. They fighting each other. How can you have that much money and be fighting each other? So at some point, I need our young people to realize when they watch Love and Hip Hop, a lot of that is truly staged.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Because that's believe correct. Me, they got way more to do than be pulling hair and throwing wine bottles at each other. Way more to do than that. But as long as they're throwing wine bottles and pulling hair, we're watching. They're getting paid. And unfortunately, our youth think that's how we're supposed to behave. Which, you know, for girls fighting like that, I'm like, what? You like, how, what?
We need a lot of new people in the production field to start producing more quality. You know, shows and music and radio, you know, what we're listening to, what we're seeing, what we're, you know, it's just the people out there that are just in it for the money. They're like pond scum. They're going off you know, making money off the lowest things in life. And it's sad.
Brian, really you don't sad. Even want to go there with me because, yeah, you know, there's a magic finger somewhere being worked, you know, yeah. that has a direct plan to just destroy us as a people.
Exactly.
You know, yes. And our youth, because that's why we don't hear about families and love and, you know, and all that stuff. And it's a direct plan. That's why the radio play the same songs mm-hmm. over and over. It's like a brainwashing technique. Sometimes you just want to be like, wake up. I don't know if you guys seen that movie with Spike Lee where he'd be screaming, wake
yes.
up.
Yeah.
That's what I think Samuel Jackson was mm-hmm. like, wake up, wake. Okay, for real, we need to wake up. But I'm glad that you guys are awake.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me, what does it take to become a patrol? What do you need to do? Like if somebody is wanting to become one, because I know somebody wants to be one of these, because look, y'all got uniform. Yeah, best. How y'all dress? Best.
Well, at the moment, we have vests, fluorescent yellow vests, sitting mm-hmm. like you see the city. But we're working on uniforms at the moment.
So that's how we know who you are, because yes, you have the vest.
Identifies
on.
By okay. the vest. We're gonna get lettering on the vest eventually.
Okay.
And we're looking at uniforms in the colors of Lyndon McKinley, because we're just starting off with Lyndon McKinley.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, but we're looking to go to the entire Lyndon area. Mm-hmm. Any school in the Lyndon, greater Lyndon area is having the problems. We're looking to expand to that area, but this is just the starter program. We're just starting off here. So.
That kind of sound like, well, kind of like the Black Panthers' guardian angels. You know mm-hmm. how, you know, you police your own neighborhood,
yeah. mm-hmm.
except you fellas don't even live in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
which is huge,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did any of you guys go to school in Columbus at all?
Yes. Like I said, I'm originally from Columbus. I moved from Columbus after I graduated high school in 86 and moved to Toledo, and that's where I started doing mentoring, mm-hmm. and I've done that for 7 years, but I came back. But I'm a father of 8.
Okay.
I have 8 kids, so it doesn't matter about where I'm at. Is the fact of the matter of these young people being in trouble and need guidance and help. So as a man, every man should want to do that.
Keyword, as a man.
As a man, every man.
It's our responsibility as men in our community to step up and take on this role.
Wow. Okay, so you graduated high school here in Columbus?
Yes.
What school did you go to?
Do I have to say?
Yeah. That's all right. You ain't proud.
Look, no, I'm not.
He ain't proud, Brian.
Columbus West.
Oh, what? That was all right.
Yeah.
And you didn't live here, right, at all?
No.
Anthony,
no.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from North Carolina.
Okay.
I grew up and went to high school, actually, in Georgia.
Okay.
And I've been living in Columbus now for about 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And but, you know, I feel the same way Troy feels, you know. One of my favorite movie quotes was from Coming to America, where she asked him about the lump sum of money in the pan, and he was like, "You know me, anything for the kids." So, I've always been that type of person. I've always loved kids. I've always loved working with kids. And when I was approached about coming out and being a part of this, I didn't think twice about it. I knew I wanted to be involved. And so, it's like I said, it's just the right thing to do.
I mean, okay, so you're from down south. You've only been here 3 years, and you're participating in this program.
Exactly.
Do you have kids of your own?
I do. I have two sons as high school students, and I have a baby girl. And as a parent, you know, like he said, as a man, as a parent,
yes. Mm-hmm.
I could not imagine what I would do if something happened to one of my kids. And if there is anything I can do to help someone else's child get home safely to them, then I'm willing to do that. And you talked earlier about unions being involved, but we actually have members. We have local 1059 members that live in this community and kids that go to Lyndon McKinney School. Mm-hmm. And so it's an issue for them. And therefore, it's an issue for our leadership, and that's the reason why they've been fully on board with this program from day one.
Wow. That speaks volumes. I mean, huge volumes. So, okay, John, I can't leave you out.
All right. I'm from Southern Ohio. I'm from a small town called Gallipolis.
Oh, wow.
Familiar with that.
Yeah.
So, not a lot of people knows where that's at, but when I went to school in Gallipolis, I mean, you couldn't get away with nothing. It was a small town. I mean, the principal would call your parents at work.
You was in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Especially if they had to leave and come and get you. I'm just from a small, but I've lived here in Columbus for 23 years.
Okay.
And my daughter went to Independence High School.
Shout out to Independence.
And
shout out to West.
And she turned out just fine. She ended up being a nurse. My son, he lives in New Mexico. He's doing fine. They were just fortunate to be they were able to grow up and have parents there at the home with them.
Okay. All right. How about you, Brian? You've been in the neighborhood. You went to Lyndon and
grew up in the short north and was bused to Lyndon, but
unless he
moved
keeps
in.
Saying that, he was bused to Lyndon.
Well, we were supposed to come out of North High School, you know.
They
that,
shut
that
it
was
down.
The polar bear. Yes. There you go. That was our pride and joy. But you know, I'm proud to be a Lyndon Panther also. But live in North Lyndon community, and my mom moved up in the North Lyndon community over 25 years ago. So I'm pretty enjoying the community, and
yeah. Okay. Well, okay. So if I wanted to be on the patrol, what would I have to do? What would be my first step?
Show up and volunteer. Yeah.
Show up? Okay, so where do I show up? What time? And who do I talk to volunteer? Those three questions.
Well, you can give Derek Russell a call at 327-5883 or myself, Brian Wimbush, at 372-5227.
You going too fast, Brian. They are not going to get that. Slow that
That's
down.
That's Derek Russell at 327-5883. Or myself, Brian Wimbush, at 372-5227. I got to remember my number.
You don't call yourself off.
Yeah, no, not
off. 614-614. Because, you know, we talking to the world in case y'all did not want to make y'all nervous.
Oh, definitely.
But we're talking to the world. TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's our address, worldwide and locally. We're here 24-7 around the world. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to find out how you can be a volunteer. Up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener-friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Thursday, techno, money, law, and fun.
Dave Sherman Show.
Three voices. Information Highway.
Money.
Food. Rap.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click Listen Live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, food for thought.
In 2004, the National Center for Urban Solutions founded the African American Male Wellness Walk Initiative in response to a healthcare crisis in the black community. African American males were and still are dying from preventable illnesses at earlier ages and at higher rates than any other ethnic group. Planning is underway for the 9th annual African American Male Wellness Walk. This is one of several health and wellness events scheduled throughout 2013. Conversations will be held to understand the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and the 3rd annual golf tournament is planned. For more information about these events and the African American Male Wellness Walk and Initiative, continue to listen to TalkTainmentRadio.com or call 614-754-7511.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me. I'm a dog, and a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do you dance badly or hug in public? That's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the Keene Lincoln District. Our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Breaking news. There's been a large number of known child abuse going unreported, but Tear Bear wants you to know it's okay to tell.
So let me be abused, not me.
Don't let me be abused, not me.
Don't let me be abused, not me.
Okay, tell kids, set me free, call 1-800-4-A-CHILD.
If you know a child is being abused, please call 1-800-4-A-CHILD. That number is 1-800-422-4453.
It is said it takes a village to raise a child. It's going to take the nation to protect us all.
Brought to you by Fly High and Tear Bear. It's okay to tell. Let's stop child abuse.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Say what, what? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is your girl, Kim, Little Sister Martin, and you're on The Average Joe or CEO. I'm here with the Linden, South Linden Patrol Community. What? You may join in the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. Fellas, I want to be a volunteer. Mm-hmm. So first you said I have to call who?
Derek Russell at 327
614.
Sorry about that. 614-327-5883.
Okay.
And myself, Brian Wimbush, 614-372-5227.
Okay. So what is the main purpose for you guys to be out there? Y'all going to be putting people in jail? Y'all locking folks up?
Not at all.
Up the kids?
Not at all. We're out there to address the problems that we face in our community from a safety and a job aspect, because we're also going to be creating jobs. We're trying to build establish a rapport with the youth in the community so we can also create them jobs during the summer. And it's establishing a relationship. We want to keep them safe. We want to keep them alive till the summer until we can get them to create jobs. We lack mentors and role models. The community lacks mentor role models, so we're trying to put together a team of positive African-American male mentor role models to get into the lives of these children and to guide them in the right direction.
Well, you know what, Brian, that says a lot because, you know, people have a tendency to think the worst about African-American men, mm-hmm. which is why I love my show, mm-hmm. because on my show, it tells the truth. Look, there's four gentlemen in here, three of them don't even live in the neighborhood, didn't even go to the school, didn't even live in the city, in the state even, two of them, right? Mm-hmm. Well, one, mm-hmm. not even in the state. And here you are participating. The thing that I like the most is what Troy said. As a man,
yes,
you should be doing this. Say that one more time, Troy.
As a man. You should stand up and do what you know you're supposed to do.
You should do what you know you're supposed to do.
We're out there and we're not out there actually trying to please the youth. We're out there trying to win back their hearts, their minds, and their respect that we have lost because the male role model, although a lot of homes didn't have father figures in them, when I was growing up, we had people in our lives like Jimmy Gunnell and Augie Dog that were out shooting basketball with us in the summer. Mm-hmm. They were playing football. They were playing softball with us. And when we got out of line, they were the ones that kept us, put us back in line. Those people have disappeared from the streets today. And I can say that I am one of them that disappeared myself. And now we're trying to get ourselves back out there and put these role models in
back in place.
Yeah, back in place. So mentors.
You say it a lot with that because there used to be like Little League football and, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know if that's still happening, if they still have a lot of sports activities and stuff where, you know, men would be participating, the older kids.
Well, they didn't. And actually, Derek Russell, he's the founder of the South Linden Safety and Prevention Job Resource Center, which the Linden Community Neighborhood Patrol evolved out of. And he's out there with the Little Leagues and bringing the sports back to the programs. He's already brought it back to the Linden community. And I think he's doing some work in the Wyland Park on the west side. So he's out there actively bringing these sports programs, football and basketball programs, back into the community.
Yeah, because it keeps them busy. What do they say? Idle minds, the devil's workshop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they really need to be busy because they have too much energy. I mean, do you guys even see kids outside playing?
No.
No?
I'm hanging out.
That's just hanging out?
They stand on the corner.
They're not doing anything.
Wow. Nothing at all. Too much idle time on their hands.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm just that within itself. Actually, it doesn't blow my mind. You know why? Because they have Nintendo, Xbox 360. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they don't even talk to each other anymore. They tweeting and texting Facebooking.
They're actually talking off the game. Most of these games now are designed to, they can play online and they can play with everybody they know. They have headsets.
Uh-huh.
And they can actually talk to each other while they're on the game killing a bunch of people.
Wow. You see that?
Yes.
They're killing each other with a game and a headset talking. So do you think that has something to do with the numbing? Like when somebody dies, it's like they don't feel it.
Yes. That and two, they just wasn't taught. I mean, a lot of that is not educated and knowing far as in from the home that death is real. Ain't no coming back from that.
There's no coming back from that.
You can't correct it. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to shoot you in the face and mm-hmm. kill you. Mm-hmm. I meant to shoot you. I just didn't mean to kill you.
Uh-oh.
You know,
right.
So.
And I would like to say we can't, I mean, the parents have a lot of involvement in on them, but we can't put it all on the parents because it takes an entire village to raise a child. And as a man in my community, and as it's the responsibility of every man in the community to step up and help raise this child. And I would like to take this moment and apologize to everyone that's lost a child in a senseless violence or to the prison system as a result of my absence from the street, my non-participation in the lives of these children. But I'm trying to do everything I can to make up for that, and that's why Derek Russell and I are staying busy. And I'd like to thank these gentlemen from the UFCW and Troy Wiley with his mentoring program for volunteering. At the moment, it's an all-volunteer patrol, but we're looking to compensate them financially somewhere down the line. And because nothing in this world is free. And you have other patrols out there, CCP, Columbus Community Patrol, and the APPS program where the people actually get paid. And we are looking to actually compensate these people as well.
So how many members is it? How many members altogether? You guys know?
Well, at the moment, there's about 8 to 10 the patrols. And we were out canvassing today, Derek Russell and myself, and we got like five. He has a whole list of them already of people waiting. But we were... That program actually got jump-started and came out a little sooner as a result of Kayvon's death. But we weren't supposed to actually be out until after the spring break.
Okay.
So we still have canvassing to do, and we have training programs to do because we want to put everyone through the CCP training. And the Greater Linden Development Corporation is holding a block watch training on the 9th, April 9th at 7 p.m. at the Greater Linden Development Corporation, 1410 Cleveland Avenue in Suite 1. So we want to try to get all the patrol members trained before we get them out there on the street.
Yeah, I think that's important. You know, knowing what you're doing and knowing what you're going up against and, you know, how to react, how not to react, you know, how to, I mean, because if kids is cussing you out, that's kind of, you know, I mean, but they kids, but like, still, you're just like, what? Can you even spell that?
No. But I got little bad cousins. I know how to handle being cussed out. You know, I mean, ain't no problem. Don't make me take off my belt.
But see, Steve, you can't take your belt off, Brian. You don't know them cheering? You know? And see, that's the difference. Yes. Like, for, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are there any women that are doing this?
Oh, yes.
Yes, there's a couple.
Yeah, we did have a couple ladies that came out and helped on patrol in a few days. And we encourage women to come out as well. I mean, it's like Brian said, we're not intervening, so it's not a situation where, you know, we got to have brute strength to do what we're doing because, like Troy said, you know, from day one, we were out there for about an hour because the kids did what they normally do. Second day dropped to about 45 minutes. They was like, okay, they still here. So they moved. Third day was down to about 30 minutes because they know we're there. So they keep moving. They disperse. And when they congregate, that's when you see the problems. But most of the kids just want to go home and be safe getting there. And so our presence have definitely made a difference out there. And they're moving and just going on home now.
Just go home. Just go home and do your homework.
You have to figure if the kids sit there and they listen to the teachers tell them what to do and get them instruction all day. Only thing we had to do is get them to extend that beyond the schools. No one's life is in danger. No one's in really in any type of harm's way working with these youth. They already have this discipline instilled within them. We just got to get them to bring it out once they leave that building. And I also like to thank the UFCW Local Team 59 for providing us with the two-way radios we use.
Okay.
The Greater Linden.
I was wondering how y'all communicate.
Yes. In the Greater Linden.
CB? Yeah. CB radio?
Two-way. Just
two-way.
Two-way.
And the Greater Linden Development Corporation for providing us with our vests.
Okay. So that's how you know to get over there where Brian is at, right?
Yes.
Be like, you need to get over here in front of McDonald's, and it's not for French
fries. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because today, I mean, you can get all the training in the world because I went to the training class. But when that fight broke out that day, everything went out the window. You
like know?
So we definitely got to make sure we get people trained and trained properly. Well, it wasn't when the fight broke out. I mean, I adhered to the training, but when I saw that boy kick that girl in the face, that's when everything went out the window.
Yeah.
Now, I forget this non-intervention part. So, but we want to make sure everybody is trained and have a, yes, everyone is trained.
You're supposed to be putting your hands on the cherry.
Well, all I did was broke them up, you know. I just split them apart. I didn't do anything to them. I separated them. Once they separated on their own, because you can only fight for so long.
Because you get tired.
Yeah.
Right.
And once they took their break, then I stepped
like,
in.
Woo,
stepped in and held my arms out and kept them separated, you know, and led them off into their different directions. So.
Right. And they ain't in shape because they aren't working out. They don't have no gym.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can't even go through. I mean, championship round is like 3 minutes. That's a lot
that's
of
a long
swinging.
Time
maybe
fight.
That's why all of them jump in on one time.
You'd be like, listen, trying to make you know, you're good for 30 seconds. That's so you might as well just forget about it and go home.
Yeah.
I think we've only had that one fight, and that was on the first day.
The very first day, and haven't had a problem since. And like I say, I saw him today, and I approached him and addressed him about it today. So.
Okay.
And Monday, it's like Troy said, I think it was Monday, but they know we patrol this way, so they wanted to fight, so they took off the other way. But we spotted them, so we followed them down there, and we ended up breaking up the fight before it started. But I can honestly say, and I don't know about you guys, but if people thinking about coming out and volunteering, I have never at any time felt threatened or in any danger out there during patrol.
Me neither.
Exactly. I believe that, because as much as they be talking, that's all they be doing is just talking.
Exactly.
You know, they just want to be tough, but probably they're like, oh, thank God he's out here, because I can't fight but for like 30 seconds anyway. So I am so glad the patrol was out here. And then for the ones who don't want to have anything to do with it and just really want to go home, I'm sure it's like a breath of fresh air. Like, I know which way I'm going home. I'm going home that away.
They respect authority, but if the authority figures aren't out there, they're not going to respect what's absent. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're out there and you're putting your presence out there, they will give you the respect that you earn, that you deserve, and they will listen to and obey you. Like, they were throwing snowballs today, and they would run out in the middle of the street and was yelling down, hey, get out the street. They just got out the street, you know. And the kids want this.
They'd be like, well, thank you for telling us to get out the street.
Yeah, we don't realize they want this type of discipline. Mm-hmm. If you're not getting it at home, every child craves attention, whether it's positive or negative. If you're not giving them the positive attention, they're going to start craving the negative attention, doing the thing just to get the attention. Mm-hmm. I would rather be the one giving them the positive attention than have to wait for them to ask for the negative attention, you know.
Right. Okay, so Brian, tell me real quick, what and where and what time do you guys have your next meeting? The numbers to call. Let's do one at a time. When is the next meeting to volunteer to show up?
The next meeting is on Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Linden Library on Kenmore and Cleveland Avenue.
6 p.m. at the Linden Library. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the number to volunteer?
That's Derek Russell once again at 327-5883.
Derek Russell.
At 614-327-5883. Or Brian Winbush at 614-372-5227.
Okay. And all you have to do is call that number.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can be a part of it. And what do you have going on this summer? Because you want to get them into some summer programs. And believe it or not, even though it's snow outside, it's really right around the corner.
Yes, we're trying to get them into programs. As you know, there's a lot of revitalization taking place in the community. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get the youth involved. We're working with various businesses and organizations. Like, we just had a meeting last week at the Greater Linden Development Corporation with Green Tech. They're a company that builds homes out of soil, out of earth, with earth blocks. And they were looking for contractors and laborers from the Linden community, because they're building a home right across the street from Linden McKinley, where we do our patrol.
Okay.
And they're looking for people from the community to actually do the work. And we're also looking to get them work, put them to work doing jobs around the community, like mowing the lawns and things like that. Our community needs a facelift. It's getting a facelift, but the people in the community aren't the ones doing the work. Derek Russell and I are out there doing the pounding the pavement, making sure the community is involved in getting the work done in the workforce.
Okay. So that's important. People in the community need to participate in your own community.
Exactly.
Come out and participate in your own community. A facelift, that's huge.
Yes.
You're right across the street from a $33 million school. Mm. You should have a $33 million lawn. And you know what else? It actually gives the kids a skill. So it teaches them how to make money legally. You know, truly, they can be the CEO of themselves.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to. You can create your own business and your own opportunity. So you fellas are out there every day.
Mm-hmm.
From what time?
2 to 3 p.m.
2 to 3 p.m.
Or 2 until they clear out.
But they clear out pretty quick.
Like 15 minutes a day.
It was like 45 minutes, then it turned to 30 minutes. Now they like, poof, we gone.
Yeah, gone.
All right, okay. Well, I need to give a major shout out to my nephew, Shannon Preston. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday,
So happy
Shannon.
Birthday, Shannon. Your auntie loves you. And you know what? This is what I can say. These fellas are actually doing it. They're doing the thing, and you can only get this on the Average Joe of Talktainment Radio, where the men are really men. So men, man up and do the darn thing. And the other thing is, love yourself, and then you can love someone else. Until next time, deuces. Thank you for listening to This is the Average Joe, our CEO, heard exclusively on the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. I'm Kim, Little Sister Martin.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Radio, the way it should be heard.